Time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at this time during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now in the studio by Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, to help us out with Kids Q today. Hey, how are you?
I'm a little hot, but good.
It's nice air-conditioned in here.
It's lovely. In this. I have to say, it's lovely in the studio now, which
great,
sometimes
right?
when it's really, you know, roasting out there, it's not so great, but it's quite nice.
I'm happy to have an indoor job.
I like it.
It is really interesting because, I mean, we're seeing some construction outside that's utility work, as it turns
out. I totally don't want that job.
But it's construction season around the area.
It is.
Like the Greensboro Street in Carrboro and Hillsboro is doing all this work, and a couple of streets in Chapel Hill, and the trails are getting redone, and all of those people are working outside in 95 degree weather.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
These guys are out there paving sometimes, and I think, you know, I just don't know what their bodies are made of. They must have asbestos running through their veins or something.
Yeah.
I would be...
Which is not a good long-term strategy.
I would not last until the afternoon in that job.
Yeah.
So I always admire that.
Mad props to the people who are out there every single summer doing that construction work, because that's when we do it. It's like, well, 95 degrees, let's put people out on the roads.
Paving jobs.
Paving,
I mean, to be fair, the heat really benefits the work, and you can't really do that if it's going to be frozen overnight or whatever. So, but wow.
Yeah.
They were doing some paving repair on my street, which is almost entirely shaded, and I still didn't want to be out there.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, speaking of beating the heat, our Kids Q question kind of has to deal with this. So are you ready for Kids Q?
Of course not.
All right.
There's no ice cream or anything. I just
There may be in this one. So everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's Kids Q question. If there was a tropical island made just for you, what would you find on it?
What would I find on
ice cream is an acceptable answer.
I would find indigenous fudge ripple ice cream. That's what I would find. Yes.
Like farm to table
and of
fudge
course,
ripple
bananas,
ice cream.
But that
right.
goes without saying.
Yes,
it's a tropical island. So.
I would want there to be a... So I had this... I had this very vivid dream last night that somehow or other involved a desert island archipelago called Pecos Bill that was right off the coast of Florida.
Wow.
I don't usually remember details.
What did you eat right before you went to bed?
Pudding, chocolate pudding.
Well,
is
there's
what
your
I
answer.
Had. Yeah, that's why.
Disturbing.
So I must have been anticipating this question because I literally had a dream that involved a tropical island last night. Mine would involve. I really like those kind of fruity rum, like tiki drinks.
Yeah.
Like with shaved
like
ice or crushed ice, like a pina colada, strawberry daiquiri. Those. Anything with an umbrella with it, I'm good with. Yeah.
Yes.
Bring him the scotch
and soda, but put an umbrella in it so he won't notice.
I would be fine with that, actually. That's not a bad choice. So my tropical island would have a cool tiki bar.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right.
Yeah.
So the ice cream, which you can get from the bar.
From the bar, yes.
Okay.
So we're on the same page as far as that goes.
And then you can pour some root beer on that.
Could do that.
That's a root beer float.
It's like a really nice beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should invest in this property immediately, wherever it is.
And pool our resources. And
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I love it.
I'm kind of thirsty now. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.